Hello and welcome to The View From Here. This week I'm in Gretton in Northamptonshire. I'm outside the village hall in the bus shelter, but there's going to be a pretty long wait for a bus. And I'm joined by Lucy Buffman. Lucy, thanks a lot for joining me.
Hi.
We're here in the bus shelter. There's a bus listed, but there's not much prospect of any transport arriving.
Definitely not. Not today, anyway.
Tell me a bit about yourself. You were born and grew up in this village.
I've lived in this village for 20 years, so my whole life. And we've always had a bus until this year. And it's been cut, and we do have a bus back now, but only every Friday.
So you have one bus a week?
Yes, that's right.
And that connects you to where?
Rockingham, Cottingham, and Corby, and Wolbarston.
So Corby is your nearest big town?
Yes.
And how does the lack of a bus service affect you?
I have epilepsy, so I can't drive, so I really rely on the bus to get anywhere. I have two part-time jobs. One is right here in the village as a cleaner at the local primary school, and the other one is a cleaner at the private schools in Uppingham, which I have to rely on my dad to take me there.
You would like to be doing something a bit more than that, though?
Yes, I studied with animals a couple of years ago, and I got a distinction for level 1 and 2 in animal welfare. But unfortunately, I can't get out of the village to find any jobs to do with animals.
Presumably, the employment prospects here in Gretton are pretty slim.
Yeah, the only job you're likely to get is at the school. There are loads of jobs going in Corby, and I've been looking online, but I'd rather be there in person to hand in my CV.
But the difficulty is getting there.
Yeah. Definitely. I try to get there sometimes at weekends after work, and I ask my boyfriend to take me, but sometimes he can't take me, so I have to sit back and say, okay.
So there's literally no other way to get from Gretton to Corby, which is, what, 5 miles away?
Yeah, 5 miles. You could take a taxi, but it's about £10 each way. It's quite expensive.
And if you haven't even got the sort of job you're looking for, that's going to be pretty prohibitive.
Yeah, I'm devastated. I can't get the job that I want.
What sort of effect has the withdrawal of the bus service had on your life?
I'm really bored. I'm spending most of the time in my bedroom, or I clean the house for my parents, which is not very fun at all for a 20-year-old.
It must be very frustrating when you studied and you have ambitions to get a proper job.
Definitely. I really aspire to work with animals. I love all the snakes and spiders most. I don't really like the cute and cuddly stuff.
And here in the village, you've also lost your local shop.
Yes, we lost our local shop probably about 6 months ago. We have a coffee shop that brings a post office once every week.
So there's nowhere in the village at all, even to get basic supplies?
No.
It must make life very difficult for the whole community.
Very difficult, especially for the elderly, when they could just walk down to the shop and get what they needed, but now they have to either have a taxi or wait until Friday morning to get the bus. Everybody knew everybody who went there, and we all used to have a really good laugh and just talk to each other and spread news, but now we can't.
And it must be very, very difficult for so many people locally just getting their day-to-day necessities.
Yeah, if you can't drive or you're an elderly person, it's really hard to get out of the village without spending a lot of money or relying on other people.
What sort of effect do you think it's had on the whole community, having no bus and now no shop either?
Everybody's just really annoyed about it, and we've tried everything we can to have it back every day of the week. We obviously haven't tried hard enough, but we are trying more.
The problem is presumably the cuts to Northamptonshire funding, but you have been campaigning a bit to try to get local connections.
Yes, we've all worked as a group together to get the parish council to put in some money, and they have put in a little bit of money, but only enough to get us that one Friday every week.
Do you think that the politicians at Westminster, who are ultimately making many of the decisions about overall funding, understand the problems of people like you in places like this?
No, I don't think they understand, because they live in a community where they have buses every day running every hour. And if they move to a place like this, where you're abandoned basically, then I think they would understand how much we need a bus and how much we need the money. I don't believe any of the MPs or anyone political has been down to any of the campaigns at all.
What would your message be to them?
Come and help us, please. Give us some money, get us a bus every day, because we really need it.
Lucy Buffman, thank you very much for talking to me.
You're welcome.
And I'm joined now by Jacqueline Kay, who's a mother of two, who also lives locally here in Gretton. Thanks very much indeed for joining me.
Thank you for inviting me.
We're here in this bus shelter with a bus listed that apparently doesn't exist. Yeah. Tell me how the lack of a bus service has affected you.
It's affected me quite substantially because I'm having to take my son into college, and I obviously take another little child into college so she wouldn't lose out going to college. But I have to incorporate that within my working job as I'm self-employed at home, which is looking after my son. But I don't want to be driving in and out, and I wanted his independence. And sometimes it's stressful getting him out there and getting him on time, because I work with children in my home. And it's just one extra stress that I shouldn't endure because of Northampton County Council overspend.
So you're a self-employed childminder, yep, and you're having to spend a huge amount of time ferrying your own children around.
Yes, definitely in the mornings. And lucky enough, the villagers are very open to help. And the parent of the child that I also take in the morning, they bring Ryan home at night because I don't feel I should be going in and out when I'm supposed to be childminding, looking after the children.
But it means that as a family and indeed as a community, mm-hmm, you're totally reliant on cars.
Oh, totally. Like if my daughter wants something to get ready to go out for the weekend, and I have to take her back out at night for shopping to go to the local shops, she can't get out during the day on a bus to go somewhere. Technically, yes, they can go on a Friday at 9:59. That's the only bus that's going out of here, and then they have to do it within 2 hours, whatever they need to do. Your shopping time is 2 hour limit. That is it. That's all we've got.
And that's all there is for the entire week?
That's it for the whole entire week. They put this in place a couple of weeks ago, and they said they're going to monitor it and see how it's used.
And for young people like Lucy who want to work in Corby, it's totally impractical.
It is impractical because there's no bus times going in at all at a proper bus hours, you know, and then coming home again. They can't do it. And the cost of getting a taxi is not feasible against your wages.
And there's not even a local shop anymore.
No, we've got a coffee shop that has some tins and packets, and they've helped as best as they could. And a couple of days, post office, and they can get the newspapers, but we get let down with the post office. You can't do a proper full shop. And for the elderly, not everyone has got Wi-Fi, you know, the internet to order food online, and they can't get out. So they have to rely on the weekend when the partner's in or somebody to take them in to get the shopping.
What sort of effect do you think it's had on the community losing the bus service and the local shop all in the matter of a few months?
Yeah. It was a beautiful shop to pop into. Always a smile, always there and always helpful. When it was snowing, they would deliver the food to the elderly. It was really good community. But the bus as well, the amount of elderly I've seen and talked to, they're really upset. But I'm worried because I've got an elderly mother, and when she stopped, the bus stopped for her, dementia hitting. They're not getting out. They start getting like low and depressed, and I'm worried about their mind.
Because they feel quite isolated without the bus connection.
Very isolated because they're not getting out.
There have been campaigns locally to try to get the bus back.
Yes, there has. I mean, I've talked a few times, but there's been people that's campaigning more than me, bigger than me. I just want to put my voice as a worker, self-employed. I can drive. I'm lucky enough. My son's lucky enough. And I'm taking Lucy, who's just been speaking earlier, her sister into college because she was just going to give up and not work. So then if they're not going to work, they're going to have to claim money. So the government's going to be paying out more money to people that can't get to work. They're going to be penalised because of the bus. You know, they can't improve their education. The government wants people to stay in until they're 18 in education, but they can't get to education. Can't get there.
The problem, presumably, is the cuts to Northamptonshire Council funding.
Yeah, there's cuts there, but there was an overspend, and we would like a really proper investigation of the overspend, what they spent it on. They're cutting not just bus service, gritting. They're cutting people that help with the mental health stage. We're going to need it more now because the people are getting isolated, you know, and we're not the only village. We're not the only village that's shouting out here. It's not our fault you've overspent. Get a better accountant.
Do you think that the politicians at Westminster, the people in power ultimately, understand the difficulties facing people like you, communities like this?
No, I don't think so, because like even just if you go into Corby, there's bus services that run every 10 minutes down a street. So they in London, they've got tubes that run every 5 minutes. They're not bothered. They don't know. They're not living that life, so they don't see it. People will say, well, you paid for that life. Yes, I did pay for that life, but when I moved here, we had a bus service.
What would your message be to the politicians in power at Westminster?
Look outside the bubble. and think of the elderly, think of the young. If you're not going to get the young trained and educated, who's going to take off the next generation jobs? Who's going to be paying your taxes, your national insurance, to help the NHS, everything? It's a knock-on effect. Get out of the bubble and look at what you're doing.
Jacqueline Kay, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you. You're very welcome.